Hey, how are you? 5:06, 5:06. It is Sunday, August 29th. We are after 5 o'clock, so that means, yes, on this day two of the two-day 39th annual WICC 600 Spectre Eye Care Bluefish Tournament, greatest bluefish tournament on earth, we have some winners for you. We're giving away money, and we have the unofficial first place winner standing by. We'll get to him in a moment. First of all, just to reiterate, these are all unofficial results, but we'll give them to you as we speak. First of all, we'd like to start out with a great thank you to all of our sponsors for this. Thanks for stepping up. We appreciate you lending a hand to help us bring you the 39th annual WICC 600 Spectre Eye Care Greatest Bluefish Tournament on Earth. Of course, the fine folks at Spectre Eye Care, Dr. Scott Spectre and his outstanding staff there. Also, the other folks that helped us get this to you, Duchess Restaurants, The Fisherman, the GE Credit Union, Rings End, the City of Bridgeport, Maritime Chevrolet, Colonial Power and Sport, The Water Doctor, MGM Springfield, and Arizona Sunrise Hard Seltzer, and of course, all the scales we used, yes, because the fish all had to be weighed, Action Scale and Calibration. So thanks to those folks. Well, I know the big question is now, after 2 days of fishing in the Sound, around the Sound, and the waters off the coast, where was the big one caught and who caught it? Unofficially, the winner was caught at the mouth of the Housatonic River at 17.27 pounds. And joining us right now, our unofficial winner, Joe Gallo. Hey, Joe, it's Paul at WICC. Good evening, good afternoon, and congratulations. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you, Paul. So, I'm doing pretty good right now.
So, I would be too. So tell me about the weekend. Was it yesterday, today, both days, and where exactly were you? Approximating sort of where you caught the fish. Well, tell us what happened.
So, we started our day yesterday afternoon. I had to get my boat back in the water because it was pulled for the hurricane from last week. And I have a small boat, so it started off a little rough. It was a rough weekend on the Sound with the east wind.
Yeah.
So we fished the river with no luck yesterday, and we managed to fish Milford Harbor with no luck this morning. And then it got calm enough where we could poke out to a little bit of depth, and we got on a good bite. And the last rod in the water got hooked up, and it ended up being the fish. It was amazing.
When you felt the tug, did you think this one's a pretty good size? Joe, what'd you think?
Well, it felt okay, but when I saw the fish, when I got the first look at it, the side view, I said, oh boy, that's a decent fish. That's something that we're going to have to weigh.
Did you think it was a money fish?
I had a little bit of an inkling that it might be. And the closer it got to the boat, I started getting, more and more nervous. I lightened up the drag to give it a little bit so I didn't pop the hook. And we were able to get him in. And as soon as it got in the boat, I turned the key and said, let's get this fish in.
So now that you're the unofficial winner, Joe, does this like elevate you among your fishing buddies and pals and guys and gals?
I guess for a little bit. They're all super happy right now, cheering. We're at the bait shop. We were waiting on the results for the past couple hours, so feels pretty good, let me tell you.
Now the weigh-in was at 233. It was at Fisherman's Paradise in Milford too, correct?
Yes, Fisherman's Paradise over in Milford, where I always get my bait and tackle and all the good stuff. So it's right by where my boat is over in the boardwalk.
Nice, nice. How long you been fishing, Joe? How long have you been doing this?
Probably since I was about 18, so I'm 41 now, so it's called 23 years,
What do you like about it? Do you go out? Do you fish pretty constantly in season, Joe?
Oh, yeah. I'm pretty serious fisherman. It's a good time. It's relaxing. Being out in the Sound and saltwater fishing, there's nothing like it. you know. Seeing the sunrises and sunsets are amazing.
Very nice. Yeah. Well, once again, you're the unofficial winner. We have to go through some procedures here, but looks like Joe Gallo. Looks like Joe Gallo, $25,000 richer. I have to ask you this: have you spent any of the money yet in your mind, or are you gonna think this over?
It's already gone. I already have to take a loan out for all the money I spent in my mind. So,
all right, Joe Gallo, our unofficial winner, the 39th annual WICC 600 Spectre Eye Care Greatest Bluefish Tournament on Earth. Joe, congratulations. 17.27 pounds caught at the mouth of the Housatonic River. Joe, congrats again from all of us here at Connoisseur Media, WICC, all our great stations, and we'll be in touch, sir. Thank you.
Sounds good. Thank you very much.
All right.
Have
thanks, Joe. Appreciate it. Joe Gallo there. Now, there are a lot of other winners here. We'll run those down. Now, remember, the first prize is $25,000, and our unofficial winner there, Joe Gallo. A lot of other folks at this point unofficially have won some money. We will tell you about those and a whole lot more coming up as we wrap up the 39th annual WICC 600 Spectre Eye Care Greatest Bluefish Tournament on Earth that went on yesterday and today. A lot of folks out on the water. As Joe mentioned, a little choppy yesterday, but, you know, fisherman sense here. Like he said, he went out today, the water calmed down, and things got a lot better. I'll tell you what, Mr. Engineer, let's take a quick break. We'll come back, and I'll have all the other numbers. We want to name all of our unofficial winners as well as we continue wrapping up the Bluefish Tournament, an every-year tradition right here on WICC. All right, and we continue right here on WICC 600 on the radio and online to WICC600.com, wrapping up the 39th annual WICC 600 Spectre Eye Care Greatest Bluefish Tournament on Earth yesterday and today with our unofficial winner. Once again, congrats to Joseph Gallo. He weighed in his bluefish at 17.27 pounds a little earlier this afternoon at Fisherman's Paradise in Milford. Okay, so the top winner, you know, was 25 grand, not too shabby. Second place, these are all unofficial winners, but once verified, the second place winner will get $7,500. That's at this point, unofficially, William Fearson at 16.91 pounds. He weighed in at AW Marina. So Mr. Gallo defeats Mr. Pearson here with his fish by about 3 to 4 tenths of a pound. Now, third place, $2,500. That unofficially goes to Frankie Oliberto at 16.88 pounds. That was weighed in at WeGo. Now, fourth and fifth place, unofficially, $500 each. Fourth place, 15.07 pounds, Randy McClure. He weighed in at J&B. Fifth place, 14.84 pounds, Blake Dalrymple, who weighed in at the Sportsman's Den. Now, sixth to tenth place fishes, unofficially, well, the fish don't win. The guy who caught them or the gals who caught them win. That's $200 each. Sixth place, 14.77 pounds, Paul Oliveira at Jack's. Seventh place was also 14.77 pounds. That's Stephanie Polk at Black Rock, the weigh-in place there. Eighth place, unofficially, 13.75 pounds, Mark Douglas Jr., again, Fisherman's Paradise in Milford. Ninth place, 13.62 pounds, Eric Auer at WeGo. And 10th place, tentatively, a $200 winner, unofficially, 13.61 pounds, Eric Jankowski weighed in at J&B. Further winners, 11th to 15th place, they will unofficially take home $150 each. Number 11, 13.59 pounds, Alexa Frisch at WeGo. 12th place winner, unofficially, 13.41 pounds, Daniel Bacchino at Black Rock. In 13th place, 13.36 pounds, Zach Auer at WeGo. 14th place, again, 13.36 pounds, Sean Riley at Miller Place. And in 15th place, at 13.34 pounds, Catherine Zera at River's End. And our final tier of unofficial cash winners, 16th to 20th, those five folks all take home $100 each. We had in 16th place, Jeremy Robitsek at 13.19 pounds at Miller Place. Number 17 winner at 13.11 pounds, Christian Landry at J&B. Also at 13.11 pounds, Cortland Oles weighing in at Shoreline. And our last two unofficial cash winners, 12.94 pounds, Anthony Napolitano weighed in at Shoreline. And finally in number 20 position at 12.78 pounds, weighing in at River's End, Morgan Hergett. So once again, congratulations to all the folks who won cash prizes today. We hope everybody had a great job on the waters in and around Long Island Sound. It was a great day for Joseph Gallo, our unofficial first place winner, $25,000, pulling a bluefish out of the water and weighing in at 17.27 pounds at Fisherman's Paradise. All right, let's give a shout out once again to our great bluefish sponsors. Of course, the title sponsor, Dr. Scott Spector, Spector Eye Care, who helped bring you this bluefish tournament. Also, we'd like to thank the fine folks at Duchess Restaurants, The Fisherman, GE Credit Union, Rings End, the City of Bridgeport, Maritime Chevrolet, Colonial Power and Sport, The Water Doctor, MGM Springfield, Arizona Sunrise Hard Seltzer, and our scales. Yes, they were important, right? They were provided by Action Scale and Calibration. So if you need a scale, give him a holler. The great staff here at WICC 600, Connoisseur Media, engineer, chief engineer Ed Butler, my engineer this afternoon, Rich Tuthill, all the promotions people that helped out doing this, Steve Soylent and Drew Carano, and all the great people here. I'm sorry if I missed anyone, but everybody getting together to make this happen. So once again, Joe Gallo, 17.27 pounds, and he is our unofficial first place winner, $25,000 at the 39th annual WICC 600 Spector Eye Care Greatest Bluefish Tournament on Earth. Have a great rest of your Sunday. Keep it right here on WICC.